everybody. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for us to check all of your agricultural markets for today. I've got the latest on those in your afternoon wrap-up coming up in just a moment. Stay with us.
Checking in on the Beef Checkoff. Joining us today, Heather Buckmaster with the Oklahoma Beef Council. Heather, I know that the Beef Council is really excited about a brand new partnership just unveiled with videos with professional basketball player Steven Adams.
We have three videos at this point. One, well, I call it more of a featurette. It's a three-minute video, and it features Jeremy Kinder as the rancher and taking Steven on a day at the ranch, and there's the barbecue and there's a pickup game and there's chores and then them riding off into the sunset. We also have two shorter videos that are really more for social media, and it's about, you know, how beef fuels his play, inspires strength through the essential nutrients provided from beef.
And the videos show Steven Adams enjoying his beef.
So be like Steven Adams and smash steaks.
Beef, it's what's for dinner.
Learn more about how the Beef Checkoff is working for cattle producers at oklabeef.org. Click on Cattleman's Corner.
Will cattle trade bounce higher after early morning losses as the initial softness moved throughout the complex? There's growing uncertainty concerning the ability for buyers to continue to step into the market before the end of the week. Meanwhile, corn markets are lower today in light trade. March corn futures about 3¾ cents lower. Stock markets mixed in light trade. The Dow Jones 27 points lower. NASDAQ's up 26 points. Over in live cattle, futures were mixed today with firm gains returning to April and June contract months following the initial market pressure. This continued to help spark some renewed trade activity, although very limited short or long-term direction is expected due to prices remaining range-bound throughout the second half of the week. Cash cattle markets were quiet today with active trade expected to be push off until Friday. Box beef cutouts today were lower, down 66 cents in select and down 5 cents per hundredweight in choice with light movement of 62 total loads. And over in feeder cattle today, light to moderate support moved into the complex following sharp market losses. This renewed buyer activity focused on the continued pressure in grain trade and outside markets as trade volumes slowed and buyers trickled back into the complex. Meanwhile, today in grains, corn trade was 3 to 4 cents lower following the lead of soybeans and wheat, but holding the recent range. Soybean trade 10 to 12 cents lower with trade fading back towards $9.03 with trade fears picking up again today. Meal was 350 to 450 lower and oil 10 to 20 points lower. And finally, today in wheat, trade was 4 to 14 cents lower with Minneapolis wheat still leading and Kansas City gaining on Chicago amid broad and aggressive selling. The U.S. has seen better export business lately, but the delayed export sales didn't reflect the recent progress. The dollar rally, though, resuming with new highs scored today. Cold weather expected to keep some stress on the plains in the near term, with winter still hanging around. That's a look at all your markets for today. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network.